Weiter in Shasra and Daf Zayin, first wide line, V'i Bayis Ema. So, we had left off yesterday, we had a discussion where Rav had made a statement, Tamar of Hunam Rav on Vavam Abayis. He said, Beitza im Yitziyasa Nigmara, an egg, when it comes out, it is complete. And we wanted to know, what does that mean? So, we had one answer that it means is that if it came out, only once it's totally out and complete, then it's able to go out and have other kids. It can then hatch into something. But if you take it earlier, then you're not able to hatch into anything. And it was a mekachtos issue. It was a mekachumemchar situation. We're going to have another answer to that right now, what that means, im yitziyasa nigmara. Then we're going to jump back into a statement about shechting a chicken and find the eggs in it. Then the next topic is going to be, when are eggs laid and by who, like daytime or nighttime, fertilized or unfertilized, which will take us to Amud Beis. We're then going to go to the next part of the Mishnah, the Machlokes between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, about Shi'urim and Pesach, which is going to take us to the next part of the Mishnah, about Kisar Adam, which we're going to end off the day with. Here we go. So, Zok the Gemara, Adav Zayin, Zayin Omer Aleph. First wide line, V'ibay Seima. Zok the Gemara. V'ibay Seima, what does that mean? It's Nigmara when it comes out. My im Yitziyasa Nigmara. What does that mean? Im Yitziyas Rubo Nigmara. If majority of it comes out, then it's already complete and it's good to go. If majority of it comes out and then it goes back in, then muteris l'ochel b'yomtov. Can it be fertilized? Not fertilized. All we're saying is that if it came out majority before yomtov and it went back in, it's considered like it's totally out and it's going to be mutter if it's sold up b'yomtov. Some come along and they explain this is how it went down. Mayim yitiyasa. Nigmar, what does it mean when it comes out, it's complete? Imitzias kula nigmar, only if it comes out completely. Imitzias kulan in, avalubalo, if part of it comes out, then no. Ulafukid Rav Yochanan is coming against Rav Yochanan, who said if it came out, majority went back in, it's considered like it's out. Gufa, now we go back to another idea that we spoke about, and that was about when we said when you shecht chicken and you find eggs inside of it. Gufa, shochet is tana goes, so much as beitzim and kamuras, you find complete things inside. Mutar shalachim b'chalav. You're allowed to have it with milk. Rav Yaakov Amar, ima yuba oris begidin asuras. If they're all mixed up with gidin, if they're always like attached with sinews and different parts of the actual chicken itself, then asuras is considered usser. Right? In other words, it's still considered like it's fleish. It's mechuber, then it's considered like it's fleish. At least on the Darabana, the Glavos we're going to see. Man tamalahan to Darabana, and which Tana is the following Baisa? Ha'ochel mi nivlas of tahor. Let's say you have a nivlas of, in other words, you have a kosher dikka, a tahor dikka chicken. It should be regular, good, and fine, and beautiful. The only problem is it's a nevela. And you eat from it, then what's the din? So we know that a person who eats from a tame dikka bird, then it's going to be metame a person and their begadim. But that's only if they eat it, touching it and carrying it. That's not going to be metame. There's no mago masa with it. But there is if you go out and you eat it. Rashi says, "Va'ochel echad min advar malalu mimena." What are we talking about? What thing that you eat from it, you consider you're going to become tamei? And now we go through it. Min ashalal shel beitzim. If you eat from the shalal shel beitzim, the Gemara is going to get into. We're going to see another version of this, which is going to flip exactly what this means. But now we explain this means. Rashi says, "Kishahin kavushin v'shlulin u'kavuin b'shidra." Klomer ochel osan beitzim ba'odan ma'urin begidim. Mean these eggs that are all still connected to each other. So it translates as a cluster of eggs, and they're all connected to each other. Mina, it's almost you eat the bones. Mina, give them the sinews. Mina basar shenitlas minachai, or you have some basar that came off of it while it was still alive. Tahor, then a person is still considered like it's tahor. You didn't really eat much over there. In other words, it's completely like it's separated from it, which already we're going to see that's not like Rav Yaakov, I believe it was. Mina eskel shel beitzim, if you're from the eskel beitzim, as she says, is mi basar shidra shel beitzim adukim sham. The basar that is connected into it translates as the ovary. Mina korkavan, or from the korkavan, is the gizzard. Okay, another part of the chicken. Ubinim ayin, the intestines. Oshe himcha as a chelev ugumo, or he melted down the chelev, the fat, and then swallowed it. Tame, then it's going to be tame. Man tana min ashalo shel beitzim tame. Who is the one, the tana, who says that from the beitzim of the shalo of beitzim that's going to be tahor? And this, which is that first statement that we had brought up over there, which basically means eggs that had still connected to stuff. Says Gemara, Rav Yosef, Delok Rav Yaakov, clearly it's not Rav Yaakov. Deek Rav Yaakov, you're going to say Rav Yaakov, Amr Imah Yuma Oris Beginim Asiros. They say if it's Oris Beginim, it's going to be Aser, meaning that it's considered like it's Fleisch and you can't have it with milk. So therefore, it's considered like the Fleisch itself. And therefore, it's also going to be like it's real food, and therefore you eat from it, you're going to become tummy. Amr Le Abaye, Abaye says, maybe not. Mimai, who says? Dil ma'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yaakov Hasan al-Linyad Yisur. Maybe that's only when it comes to Isser. In other words, you want to say, basa v'chalav. Rashi says, da'afagav de la basa ninu. Really, maybe it's not basa, but asa l'midarabana, midarabana, holu, krovin l'os basa. It's close to becoming basa. V'ikul l'migza, you make exer, mishum basa v'chalav. Avalinyan tum, hello. De la basa ninu, de litma. Maybe it's really taka not considered like it's basa. Avalinyan tum, hello. He wouldn't say so. Maybe we should make Gzer also by Tome, by Tome. And Rashi says, let's make a Tome by Darabanan, just like where it goes there by Iser. Says, no, Afushe Tumahu. If you do that, then you're increasing Tuma. Rashi says, the Ike Hefse Tyrus, it's going to cause the Tyrus to become Mufsad, lost, Hefsed. We try not to do that. Says Rashi, we don't like to go out and spread tumah. So here we're not going to go out and do such a thing. Some explain the whole thing a little bit differently, and it's a way that you explain what's the eshkol, what's considered the eshkol, and what's considered the shalal. Right, that was the question. We're just going to flip the way they understand it here. Mantanim in Eskol shall Beitzim Tame. Who's the one who says that if you have the Eskol of Beitzim, it's going to become Tame? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yaakov Hidamar. It's Rav Yaakov said it. Im Hayu Ma'oris Begin Asuros. So he said that if they go out and they're connected, it's going to be Aser. Amar Le'abai, Abai said, Mimai De Eskol Mehanach De Talia Be Eskol. Who says that when it says De Eskol, that it means the thing hanging from the eskol, meaning that it's the eggs. Dilma eskol gufe, maybe what it means is the eskol itself, it's the flesh itself. But the eggs, if you eat them, the takir are not going to become tame. V'chiteme eskol gufe ma'ile b'imra. And if you would say, so hold a second, eskol itself, why? What would you even need to say such a thing? Of course it's going to be metame someone. Obviously that's considered like the flesh itself. It says Gemara, midi dahava korkavanu b'nei ma'ayin. Once we go ahead and we say korkvan abimayin also, which clearly are things which are flesh, the afalgav, the basin ninu, kevendike inchi, the lo achle, it's the chashmina, since people don't eat it, the people that won't even eat such a thing, we have to say that is considered flesh. Hachanami, kevendike inchi, the lo achle, there are people that don't eat it, so it's the chashmina, and therefore we have to go and say that this too is flesh, and it's not referencing the eggs themselves. So when it says eshkel shel beitzim, maybe it's not talking about the eggs, but it's talking about the thing that's holding the eggs, the ovary. And so therefore we can't say that this is going like Rav Yaakov. It says that even the eggs that are connected are considered part of the bird's, part of the basar itself, because maybe the eshkel means actually the flesh. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Now we get to the next part of when are eggs laid and by who? Is it fertilized, unfertilized? Let's take a look. Tana Rabbana. Kol she tashmish v'yom lo l'bayom. Any type of thing that has tashmish during the day, it's going to give birth during the day. Kol she tashmish v'layla, anything which has tashmish at night, no l'bayla, it's going to give birth at night. Kol she tashmish v'bein v'yom v'layla, no l'bayom v'layla. Anything will do either one, it's going to be born in either one of them, day or night. Now the Gemara breaks it down. Kol she tashmish no l'bayom. What does it mean? Anything that has it during the day? What's that talking about? Zu tarnagolas. A tarnagolas only for shprachs during the day, only has tashmish during the day, and therefore will only give birth during the day. Kol shetash, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to qualify that. That's only talking about fertilized eggs. Unfertilized eggs, I can even do at night, but we're going to see that. So it says now, kol shetashmish b'yom, no l'bayom, zu tarnagolas. Kol shetashmish b'layla, no l'bayla, zu atalev. This is talking about atalev, is a bat. Kol shetashmish b'yom, and b'layla, anything which is both day and night, adam v'chod adam. Is talking about a person, anything which is similar to it. So that's going to be night or day. Amar mar, koshat tashmish bayom lalu bayom. Anything that has tashmish during the day is going to give birth during the day. Zutai negolos. Lamay nafkamina. What is the nafkamina? Who cares? It's a gemara. Lichadurav mari berei derav kahana. Damar mari berei derav kahana. Badak bikinah shatai negolam erev yontif. Let's say it's right before yontif, and you look in the nest. You take a look and you see what's going on over there. V'lo matzav beitzah. You find no beitzah. There's no egg there. And next thing you gotta be seeing, there's an egg there? Muteris. You say it's gonna be mutter. Says Gemara. I say, Malo Badak? Didn't you check? And there's nothing there? Emar, what do we say? Lo Badak Yafa Yafa, you must not have checked well. Right? Because we know if it was born, it wouldn't have been born at night, because the time to go, it's only is during the day. So it must be that it's gonna be mutter. Says Gemara, Vafilu Badak Yafa, Emar Yatsa Ruba Vachasa Havai. Maybe what happened was you checked well and it came out, majority of them went back in. Ukudrav Yochan, like the case of Yochanan, that's considered like it's out, and therefore it goes back in, it's considered like it was already laid, and therefore the next day you can have it, even on Yatav the first day. Fact number 80, is this really true? Vahamar of Yosef and Shalom Arav, Badak Bikina Shaltana Golos Be'er Yatav. He says differently, if you check and you find Erev Yatav, Falo Matzabad, basically you find there's no egg there, or you don't find an egg there. Asir, it's going to be asir. Oh, it was empty before, and then it was there. It must be. So what's going on? I understand. You just said a second ago it's going to be mutter. Now you're saying it's going to be asir. Would it be that it lead it at night? That lead before? What's going on? It's the Gemara. No, hasam b'desafta ma'ara. Over there, we're talking about, like we mentioned the other day, yesterday, we didn't really go into this enough, but there's two types of eggs that can be born. One is that the chicken heats itself up by rubbing itself on the ground, and that will produce an egg that will never bear a chicken. Nothing, no chicken will come from, no afrach. But if it's from a rooster, so then it could be able to have something. So here we're talking about a case, hasam b'desafa ma'ara, it's talking about where it heated itself up from the ground, meaning it's not fertilized. In which case, if it's not fertilized, says Rashi, he led this apalila, and that can even give birth at night. And therefore, that can even be late at night. And therefore, if you find it the next morning, so you know that it was born on that day, and therefore it's going to be asr. So it's Gemara, ihachi, the Rav Mari Nami. So in the case of Mari also, how can it be that he said you find in the day that it's going to be something that came before the day that it was before, and then it's good? It's Gemara, ema me'ara safna. You could just say, right, that maybe it came from the ground, in which case it's not fertilized and it was late at night. He says, no, bidika zacharada. We're talking about when it has a rooster that's around there. When there's a rooster hanging out over there, then you know that it was fertilized. Bidika zacharnami umara safna. What are you talking about? Even though there's a rooster over there, still it could be that it came from the ground, that it's unfertilized. Gemara, amara vina, gemira. We know, we have a tradition that kol heicha. The ika zachar, lo safta me'ara. Anytime when there's a zachar, or there's a rooster around, then nothing to talk about, but rather than this is only going to be fertilized, not from unfertilized. Vad kama, how far is the rooster? How close that we're going to say that this is a case? Amrav ganda mishmei derav, kol hey, yeah, kol heicha, beep, turn the page. Zion umabez. Kol heicha, that the shama kali biyamama, as long as it can hear its noise making during the day. Rashi shakol inu nishma biyom kibalayla. It's you can hear further at night than you can at day. Day is less of a distance, and therefore, as far as you can hear the noise that it makes during the day. Avad Rav Mari Uvda Ad Shitimbate. And what happened was, Rav Mari, actually Paskin once, that it turned out to be that if it's within 60 houses, then it's going to be considered fertilized already. And therefore, if you find that egg during the day, then you could say that it was an egg that was already came out from Erev Yom Tov. Because for sure, it is a fertilized egg. Okay, v'ika nara lo avra. But if there is a river between the two areas, then we don't say that that's true anymore because the rooster won't cross the river. V'ika mavra avra. But if there is a bridge between the two, then the taka will go across. V'ika meitza lo avra. But if it's made out of ropes, it won't cross. Meaning Rashi explains that there's ropes on either side to hold onto with a plank of wood that's put across it, and you walk across holding onto the wood, then nah, it wouldn't cross it. So it's a gemara, but hava uvda v'avra meitza. There was a story that taka, they did see that the chicken did cross the river. Why the chicken crossed the river? In order to have a baby. Now, to have an egg. So that to basically knock that off, that even if there's a wooden bridge, any sort of bridge that's going across, we're going to say that it came from a rooster, it is fertilized. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I was on a farm, and one time these guys brought a rooster. Holy moly, that caused a ruckus. Weiter. B'mayu kemta. Rav Yosef ben Shaul brought up a case, and what did he say? He said that if you go ahead and you find that there's nothing there, Erev Yontif, then you find it on Yontif, it's going to be Aser. And we set up, it must be talking about, it was an unfertilized egg. So B'mayu kemta, what did you set up? It's Safta Me'ara. So then Ma'ir Yabadak, why do you have to go and talk about where you go ahead? What's Shaychus if you check before Yontif, if you didn't check before Yontif? Does it make a difference? Kilo Badak Nami. Even if you didn't check at the same time, when you go and you find it the next day, so you should say that, hey, maybe it was born at night, and therefore, maybe it's going to be aser. That's Gemara, lo, ki lo badak, ema me'asbel have. If you don't check, then we could say maybe it was there from the day before. So, ihachi ki badak nami. If that's true, that it would normally go out and give birth during the daytime, then even if you check, still it should be okay the next day. Why? Because ema yatsaruba v'chazri, let's just say that most of it came out and then went back in. And then uchid Rav Yochanan, like Rav Yochanan's case. And therefore it should be mutter. Says, no, Rav Yochanan lo shchiach. It's not a normal thing that it should pop out and go back in and then come out the next day. And therefore we assume that if you check before and there's nothing there, that it's going to be something which is late at the nighttime. And if you didn't check, then you could say that it was there from during the day. Just to wrap this little thing up with a nice little bow, if you go and you check the day before, it's empty. And it's going to be aser because we assume that it came that night and it was just an unfertilized egg. V'amar of Yosi ben Shaul, Amarav, another statement from him. Hai tuma shchika sakanta ligiluya. If you have tuma shchika, Rashi says that means it's shum, shumin shchukin. Tuma is shum, it's garlic. If you have ground up garlic, sakanta ligiluya, it is sakana to leave it open. Why? Rashi says, anachas shosem imenu. You have this garlic paste. A snake will come and drink from it, and if it leaves it open, it's going to leave some of its poison, therefore it's usher to have some of it. Once we mentioned Rav Yosef ben Shaul Merav, we mentioned another idea from him. Okay, now finally we get back to our Mishnah, next part of the Mishnah, and that is that the machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel about Shiurim on Pesach. So Zok the Heilige Gemara Beisham Yomim Seor Bekizayis, and that was Beisham. It says Seor Bekizayis V'Chametz Bekakoseves. I believe that's what he said. Let me just look to get to. So Arba Kazayas for Chametz Suka Koseves. So Basil says Zeb Zeb Kazayas. Both of them are Kazayas. My time of Beishamai. What is Pshat in Beishamai? Why is it that they have different Shiurim? Im Kain, he says, simple. Don't tell me that they're both going to be Kazayas. Because Im Kain, if you want them both to be Kazayas, the Lichter Vachmana Chametz V'lo Bayu Sa'or. Let it just say Chametz. And of course, you don't even have to say Sa'or. V'an Amina, I figure myself. Uma Chametz Ein Chimutzei Kasha B'Kazayas. If Chametz, which is Chimutz, being making other things Chametz, is not so intense. And yet, it's also B'Kazayas. Or She Chimutzei Kasha Lo Kosha Kain. Sa'or, which is an object that in itself can make other things into chametz. It can be machmit something else. It's so powerful. It itself is something to go to something like a yeast type of product. So Saor, what's kasha? Lo kol shekein? Of course it's going to be a sabik azayis. Saor, the kasha vachmana lamli. So why do you have to say Saor? Lom elchaz come to tell you, shiur shalzeh, lo kishiur shalzeh. I must be telling you in order to tell you they do not have the same shiur. And rather, the shiur is that when it comes to Seor is kezayis, but chametz is going to be kakosev. It's an even bigger share. Ubeis Hillel, and they say no tzrichi. You have to say both of them. Because of Rachman is seor, if it just would have said seor, hava amina mishum dechimutze kasha, because it's so intense. Aval chametz ein chimutze kasha emalo. I would say no, it's not going to be aser tzricha. Therefore, I have to go and write it out. Because of Rachman chametz and the Torah, we just would have chametz mishum deroy lechila. I would say because it's royal to eat. Aval seor shein royal lechila emalo. Maybe it's not going to be aser tzricha. Therefore, you have to go and write both of them, but really both of them, their size is a kezayis. Ubeishamai, less luder of Zera. I understand. Beishamai says it's different shirim. Does he not hold of Rav Zera? The Amar of Zera, Rav Zera said, Pasach ha-kasa b'sa'or, v'siyim b'chametz. It started with sa'or and ended with chametz. Lo melcha to teach you, zeush sa'or, zeu chametz. This is sa'or, this is chametz, and that is kezeh, kein zeh. Rashi says that they have the same shirim. Does he not hold of it? Says the Gemara, l'inyan achila kuliyam lo pligi. No. In terms of eating it, that of course is maskim, that you're going to be over in Isser, that you're a chayav already by having a kezias. Ki pligi, but where are we arguing? L'inyan beer, in reference to getting rid of it. You don't learn out beer from achila. So you do learn one out from the other, and therefore, even if it gets a certain size, you got to get rid of it. And they disagree with the sizes. Itmar nami. It was also said like this: Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Macholkus Linyan beer. The Macholkus in reference to getting rid of it. Avalinyan Achila Diver Kolz Avzav. Kazayas 7 agrees that this is Kazayas. Tanya Nami Achia Brisa also supports us because the pasuk says Velo Yira Elacha Chametz Velo Yira Elacha Saor. Zeh Macholkus Shebein Beishamei Ubeis Hillel in reference to Yira seeing it. Shebeishamei Omrim Saor Bekazayas VeChametz BeKakos Avzav. So Beisamim Avzav Bekazayas. I mean, the eating it, everyone agrees it's going to be Kazayas. Velo Yira in terms of getting rid of it, then that's where the machlokas actually is. Okay, now we get up to the next part of the Mishnah, which goes into kisoy hadam. Somebody goes in the shecht a chayav oaf, a undomesticated animal, and an oaf and a yontif. We know if they do kisoy hadam, you have to go and cover it over with dirt. So what did the Mishnah said? We say, it said interesting that if you go and you do this, Bisham may say that if you don't have dirt that's set aside, if you have dirt set aside from before, and there's nothing to talk about, you can shecht it, because ochel nefesh, you're going to cover with the dirt to do kisei daim, everything is great. We're talking about we don't have the dirt. So what's the din? Bisham says, yachmor b'dekar v'chaska, take a shovel, a spade, and dig it into the ground, and take out the dirt, and go ahead and cover it over. Bisham will say, no, you don't do it unless you already had stuff which is already ready, and then the Mishnah goes weiter, and we're going to see it as we go along. Hashochet chayav of b'yom tov. Hashochet, when he says, Hashochet, that means dievet in lechatchila lo. It means one who did it, one who had done it, but dievet. Okay, then that's what we're dealing with. Lechatchila shouldn't do it. Says the Gemara, but ema seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. It says ubeisil lo mem lo yishchot. Says don't do it, right? Which means don't do lechatchila. But if he did it, but dievet. Mechlal the Tanakama sava yishchot. The Tanakama is talking about. Bishami is talking about. You could take and do it lechatchila. Says no halokasha. That's not a question. Lo yishchot v'yichasek amar. What Bishil is talking about is that don't do it and cover it. It means after you shecht it, you're not going to go and do kisoy adam. That you have to leave. Right? So according to this, hold on, according to this, we're talking about somebody already shecht it and whether or not they're going to cover it or not. In fact, the Gemara, but hold on a second, aim a seifa, but look at the end of the, if you go weiter, where we have Bishil comes and he says, umodim she'im shachat, he's masculine. If you did it, she'yachbar b'dekar v'yichasek, you stick a spade in the ground, then you cover over it. Nechal the reisha lavdi of it, who must be that the reisha is not b'dievet, right? Even Beis Hillel is not covered b'dievet case. I was talking about the chetchila case. So how do we understand this? A rabbi says, no, hachikama. This is what everything means here. I'm going to explain it all to you. All right, here we go. Ha-shochet shabal l'molech. If you have a god, you have a shochet. And he decides he wants to go ahead and shecht. So he comes to ask a question. And he wants to know, is he allowed to go do the shechita or not? And he's saying in this case, where he doesn't have any dirt that's ready to go ahead and do kisoy adam. In such a case, that's going to be machlokas, how you say, what you say back. Ketzer omelo, what do you say? Beshame say omelo, you say to him, shchot, do the shchita. Chafor, then go dig. Vichase, then cover it up. Don't do it unless everything is ready from before. Rav Yosef says a little different. Hachikamar. Hashochet shabal l'malech. If you have a shochet come to ask, what should he do? Ketzer omer, what do you say? Beshame omrim. Omer, you say to him, leich, go, chafor, dig, shochet, shchot, vechase, then cover. He then shecht, then cover. He switched the order. He didn't say shecht, then dig, then cover. He said dig, then shecht, then cover. Rav Yosef, lo yishchot elam, kin ayolo, afar mucham ibyom, the same thing. Now, what's going on over here? Amalei Abayle of Yosef. Lema mar, v'rabba v'drabba v'zeira, amar rav k'mifli. Maybe they're arguing, the Rav Yosef and Rabba are arguing over this, that Rav Zeira said the name of Rav. Tamar Rav Zeira, amar rav. A shochet, someone who does shchita, tzorich shiitein ofer lamata v'ofer lamala. You have to put dirt underneath and on top. Kisoy adam is on top and on bottom. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, v'shafach es damo, you spill the blood, v'chiso ba'afar, and you cover it with dirt. Ofer lo nemar, what does it say, v'chiso ofer? Ela be'afar, melamet shashochet tzorich shiitein ofer lamata v'ofer lamala. You got to put it on top and on bottom. This is a gemara in chulin, in the kisoy adam. Damar isle rav zeiro, do we say that Rav Yosef is going to be masking to him, and therefore what does he say? They have to go ahead and dig first and then do the shechita, right? And let the dam fall into that. Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira. And Rabba argues with Rav Zeira, and so therefore, he doesn't say you have to have it beforehand. Amar lei, so Rav Yossi spak to him, no. Bein li didi, bein li rabbi, istlan d'Rav Zera. Everyone's a basket d'Rav Zera, you have to have a top and a bottom. V'hacha b'hacha miflegin. Miflaginon. This is what we're arguing over. Rabba Sava, Rabba holds I ika afer lamata in. If you have dirt underneath, then you could go ahead and Bishami say you're allowed to do the shrita. And he lo. But if you don't have it, oh, the it's already, then you're not allowed to go and do it. And then you're not allowed to go and dig in order to get that. Chashin and Dilma Mimlach v'Lashachat. We're worried that if you go ahead and you dig up dirt first, and then you're going to say, you know, I'm not going to do Shechita, therefore you did an Isser for nothing. Of Uli Didi, but according to me, Ha Adifa, I say that it's better, the Elo Sharisle, because if even if he may come to change his mind. You know why? Because if you don't let him do this, then Asilim Nuyemi Simchas Yantuf, he's going to hold back from Simchas Yantuf, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, you go and you dig it first. Next part of the Mishnah said, "Modim Shem Shachat." Everyone agrees. It's talking about here, even Beis Hillel is masking that if you already did the Shechita, Shiachpor Bedeka V'Yichasa, stick it in, dig it, and get it out. So says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Yehuda, V'hu Shiyesh Lo Deker, no, it's Mimodyom." That's only if the spade is already stuck into the ground before the day already started. That's going to take away a bunch of different issues that could come up from this by doing this. As Rashi is going to spell out a couple different issues that come up, is that we have Charisha and Tochein and Bona and Muksa, right? You dig into the ground, it's Charisha. You go afterwards, you have to make the dirt usable in a way that you can cover it over. You have to do Tochein, you have to grind it up. You have Bona by moving the dirt over there, you're making a hole over there, and it's Muksa. You can't even move the dirt over there. So Gemara says if it's already stuck into the ground, then you've circumvented a couple of the issues. You don't have Charisha anymore because it's already in there. Yeah, okay, so let's take a look and see. Usheish lo deker notes bimbo jom. Frek the Gemara v'alka avid kisisha. You still have the issue of ketisha when you go and you're going to crush it up by going out and taking the dirt to be able to use it as to cover the dirt, the dam, to do kisar dam. Once it's stuck in there, so it's like it's already removed in some semblance, and it's like you made all you circumvented all the other issues. The only issue here is that there is kesisha. Amrav Chibar Bar Asi, Amrav, he says, no, we'll make it work. Beep, turn the page. Chesam and Alf. But Alfred Tichuach, we're talking about a place which has dirt, which is very soft, so you don't have to grind it up. Aiba, I'll call it Guma. What about the fact that you're making a hole, which is going to be considered bone? Kidrav Abba, Damrav Abba, Achofer Guma B'Shabbos, Einut Sarich Elul Afra, someone who digs a hole and he only needs it for the dirt, Pater Aleh, he's going to be Pater from digging it up. Rashi explains, you know why? Because this is called Kilkul. You don't actually want it, therefore it's Kilko, and therefore you're going to be punter. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.